Welcome to this installment of Above the Clouds. Today we will read a text which is often quoted. It comes in the 5th canto, chapter 18, text 12, but I will read the translation Prabhupada gives in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana, etc. In one who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna. Bhakti. All the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods are consistently manifested. However, one who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications because he is engaged by mental concoction in material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. How is it that someone who performs bhakti is immediately elevated, that he changes the example is given that bhakti transforms our mind and intelligence almost like a certain alchemical process can make ordinary metal into gold. In this regard, I would like to read to you something which Srila Prabhupada wrote on the point of change. The body is a symbolic representation of material body, bondage, according to one's karma. Although sometimes we cannot see the gross body changing, chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord immediately changes the subtle body. And because the subtle body changes, the living entity is immediately freed from material bondage. This year I'm celebrating my 50th year of taking to spiritual life and being engaged in Srila Prabhupada's service. The devotees had prepared a photo gallery for me as a surprise. And the first photo showed a Sankirtan party chanting the holy name on the streets of Hamburg. There was a long hair boy there, dressed all in black. He only had white shoes. I couldn't look in his face because the hair was covering his face, and I asked the devotees, "Who's that?" And they said, "That's you 50 years ago." I was moved, but I was more moved when I saw the last image. There I saw a person sitting in Vrindavan under a banyan tree, chanting with full absorption the holy name. When I saw that photo, I was really moved to tears. Yes, the principle of bhakti had worked even on me. Good qualities had come into the heart, but previously there was only anger, frustration, and protest against the society who was not running according to his own plans. So the processes of bhakti have powerful shakti or strength to transform a person. This is the first principle, how bhakti changes the course of the life. The second principle is that through bhakti, the most wonderful personality is worshipped. One of the names of Krishna is Urukrama, he who performs wonderful activities by covering with his steps the entire universe. Srila Prabhupada writes, "The Supreme Lord is all-powerful. He can do things that seem wonderful for a common man. Similarly, a devotee who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord can also do wonderful things unimaginable to a common man by the grace of the dust of those lotus feet." So the second principle is empowerment by the dust of the personality who is most extraordinary in his thoughts, in his speech, and in his activities. Another example, a much prominent example of changing the course of life, is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He came in his old age to Vrindavan, and there he was asked by the Vaishnavas to write a book on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that detailed his later pastimes which were not so much known in the devotional community. Krishnadas Kaviraj felt totally unable to do so, but he went to the temple and there prayed in deep bhakti to the Lord Madan Mohan. He visited the lectures of Raghunath Goswami, who spoke about what he had seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing in his later pastimes. And he researched, he met many devotees. And then finally, he sat down to write. By that time, he was physically and mentally actually not able to write. In his own words, he says, "I'm old and troubled by invalidity. I need to see, but I'm almost blind. I'm deaf. My hands tremble. My mind and intelligence can't focus. I'm so much troubled by five types of disease that I cannot even walk or properly sit. Furthermore, I'm always exhausted. I may die at any moment, in the day or night. Still, I'm writing." But then he stops and corrects his earlier statement. He says, "I say I am writing, but no, this is a false understanding. For my body is like a wooden doll moved by another." Yes, this is happening in bhakti. Your subtle body begins to change through the processes of devotional service, and as a result, your physical abilities and activities begin to also change. You become a transformed person. Now, for all of us to experience these principles of bhakti, I recommend four powerful bhakti activities. The first is scriptural study or svadhyaya. If you very often study the scriptures, you will see how your understanding and perspective of the world changes. The second is sadhana, regularly practicing bhakti yoga. For instance, chanting or hearing or worshipping the Lord. The third principle, and we can't stress it enough, is sangha or good association. In that association, you will see how even subtly you begin to change. Where you were not enthusiastic, you become enthusiastic. Where you were not hopeful, you see only hope surrounding you. Good association is really like a subtle workout that strengthens you like anything. These were three powerful practices. They reached their culmination in seva, or doing devotional service, where you engage your mind and intelligence and also your senses in the active service of the Lord, who performs wonderful activities. That Lord doesn't know the word impossible, which is such a prevalent word in the human community. These four S: scriptural study, sadhana, sangha, and then seva, will amaze you, because they will bring the principles of bhakti into swift action. I wish you all the best. Try to apply them the coming week, and see you soon in Above the Clouds.